Poet was Don Radford, and I'd like to call her up again, Don. We don't have a lot of this going on, and it's just a bit delightful to see people turn out and share their work, have opportunity to do it. My work is not about the houses so much as it is about some of the people these houses produce, and some of the people that produce these houses. My first one has been accepted in a number of publications. It's called Oyster Man. The oyster man groans and rolls over into the 4 o'clock cold to pull on rubber boots and layers of shirts. By bald-faced, bald light, he gulps fat back grits and biscuits, coffee sweetened to a syrup, then gives his sleepy-eyed wife his last dollar. He waves the black bay to his oyster boat and sputters into the dawn away from the sleeping town. With shrinking shadow and 12-foot tweezers, he probes the bay bottom, forces mud clusters of oysters that clunk into his boat. By 4 o'clock sun, he shakes ice from his beard and guides his heavy boat across the bay to the dock, where he trades his harvest in wire baskets for a palm full of dollars. By bald light, he pairs mud bay clothes and steams clean in a galvanized tub of stove-heated water. Over a supper of beans and fat back, a platter of hoe cakes, the oysterman boasts to his bright-eyed wife of the selects he taught today, oysters that will grace the lace and china tables of New York, Chicago, Atlanta, St. Louis. Vocational education. The old man would call the worms to his feet, grunting, he said. We laughed, but went along to watch. When he bent to hammer a stob into the county road right away, we winked across his back and swallowed our smirks. His rough hands and rigs staked a stick through the earth's green shirt and its flat, black belly beneath. Then he squatted and grunted, and the brick drew the brick across the stob back and forth until it grunted grunts, like hogs rooting tidbits from the slops. He grunted, and they began to come, one, two, oozing from the earth, squirming, now 20, now hundreds, snaking, twisting red wigglers, fishworms, writhing out as on hot coals around his feet and ours. Miss Peggy, she lived across the street from us, and this was a colorful way to grow up. I have to pay homage to this woman. She was delightful. Miss Peggy kept her broomstick body clad in ankle-length summer cotton. She tied black granny boots onto her feet and a silver-gray bun in her hair. When vagrant dogs sniffed their way across the sand in her yard, she flounced out across the porch and shot them with her blunderbuss gun. We were afraid to go in after our softballs, our rubber balls, footballs, basketballs. We thought she was a witch, but all she brewed was bathtub moonshine. She sold through the back window to nameless, faceless, dollared hands that stole down the path through the swamp behind her house. Once a year, Mama said, Miss Patty would call her over and give her back a grocery sack bulging full of balls.